Top of the news this Wednesday evening, Israel today officially confirmed a ceasefire with the Hamas rulers of the Gaza Strip. Brokered by Egypt, the ceasefire is due to begin tomorrow. We spoke to the director of the Israel-Palestine Center for Research and Information, Gershon Baskin, about the prospects for peace in the region.
Well, it's probably not likely to hold very long. There are so many built-in difficulties with the truce. For one, it doesn't include the West Bank. For two, it's questionable whether or not Hamas will be able to impose the truce on all the factions and the rogue groups in Gaza. And a loose cannon of one of the factions in Gaza could turn the whole thing aside, just as an Israeli assassination of a Hamas or Islamic Jihad leader in the West Bank could make the whole truce derail. So there are a lot of reasons why it'll be very difficult to stick to it. The Israelis have also demanded that the Egyptians take decisive action against the smuggling of illegal weapons and ammunition into Gaza, and that will be difficult for the Egyptians to do entirely. And if Israel detects that there's still a flow of contraband going into Gaza, it could also break the truce.